Guys, I have been boycotting BART trains since fall 2019, and today I took one. Here comes my review.
Okay, San Francisco, damn, I thank you for tuning in. Didi LaFrac, keep it real, won't you tell it like it is. Bohemian woman up in San Francisco, talking life, plenty convo. Super honest, you already know, the dopest, coolest podcast, yo. Yeah, sharing her life, her stories, I hope you ready, sit back, relax.
Hey, Didi Dam here for San Francisco Dam. This is your show for a very interesting Wednesday, November 8th, 2023. I hope everybody is doing well. Thank you so much for coming by, guys. If this is your first time, I appreciate you. And regular listeners, you've got the best taste in sexist, womanist, bohemian solo casts. Of course, happy birthday to all of my birthday babies, wherever you are in the world. Get your birthday celebration on. Sweetheart, I hope you have a lovely, lovely birthday. Guys, I'm recording this at the end of the day. Just got in. I took the BART train for the first time. I think that's 4 years. I began my boycott of Bay Area Rapid Transit in the fall of 2019. I've made this public because of the dystopia, because I didn't want to be fighting on the train. I don't get into fights, so I'd rather walk away from the brouhaha than ride a subterranean train full of freaks. So here we go. I took the train to a district called Glen Park. I used a Clipper pass. I bought the Clipper Pass, so I get to ride BART within the city and municipal railway. The BART station, Glen Park BART station, is clean. It was not a lot of people there. I noticed people were jumping the gates. It was when I came downstairs at Glen Park BART station, the only people that were down there were me and some pigeons. I took a video of that. That's okay. You know, I use situational awareness, have legal personal protection, things like that. So I'm not one of those chicks that sits around with bent down with her head on the phone and doesn't look who's in back of her. But it was clean. I have to give it credit. It was clean. And then I noticed the trains that were going south to San Francisco International Airport. People were coming off of the southbound trains and going upstairs. And I noticed that the people that were getting off of the train at Glen Park were bums and vagrants. They have that look, like that kind of weather-beaten red look. All right. I waited about 11 minutes for the train. Then a vagrant, bum, woman, white woman came to sit next to me. You know, listen, ladies, you are under no obligation to sit next to anybody on a public bench in a public space. You have the right to get up. I'm that chick. If I'm sitting there by myself and it's basically like an empty underground train station and a woman comes and sits right next to me, a man, I don't care, dog, cat, I'm getting the heck up. I just got up. You don't owe anybody anything. So I got up and moved away from her. The train came. I made sure to get on a train where I saw some men. Ladies, never get on an empty train. Don't get on the train when you just see it's a lot of chicks. When the train is going by, look for the men. All right? So there were some men on the train. It was pretty uneventful. I have to give BART credit. Since the last time I was on those nasty trains, they redid the seats. It was clean. It wasn't all the urine and the feces and the lunatics that I saw, but I wasn't on the BART for very long. All right. So I took the BART from Glen Park to Civic Center. Here's where it went south for me. So I get off the train. I'm going to catch the 19 Polk. I get off the train. There are no escalators working. This is subterranean. I went up one flight, two flights, three flights, and I keep going. I think I went up six flights of freaking stairs with heavy bags and a backpack. All right, can you imagine you were a tourist who just come in to San Francisco, the elevators were out of service. And that's when it was like Vagrantville. All the bums were coming down, getting on the train for free. This is their problem. These vagrants riding the train for free. That's a problem. So here's my score. If I'm just going to score BART for cleanliness, the train, speed, I'm going to give it what I, today, boycotting this mess since fall 2019, I'd give it an 8. As far as the station is concerned, of course, they're, to me, they're people behind, what do you call them? They're people who work behind the gates or whatever. They're pretty apathetic. So there's a lady, you know, they don't want to help anybody. So the Civic Center BART train, I'd give the Civic Center station, I'd give that a 3. If you've got people coming up, getting off a train, they should not be walking up six San Francisco damn flights of stairs. So Civic Center BART station gets a 3. The train ride gets an 8. There it is, my unvarnished review of Bay Area Rapid Transit, which I started a boycott fall 2019. That's the show for today, guys. This has been your show for November 8th, Wednesday, 2023. Again, happy birthday to all of my birthday babies. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Subscribe. Thank you for doing so. And I appreciate you coming along on this psychodramatic journey where I kvetch and demystify dystopian San Fran fentanyl. I love you. I am Dee Dee Dam. I trust my vibe. San Francisco, damn.
Thank you for listening to San Francisco Dam with Dee Dee LaFrac. Remember to subscribe on Apple Podcast, Anchor App, Spotify, and wherever podcasts are found.